A word for you from Proverbs chapter 8, verses 35 and 36. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord, but he who fails to find me injures himself. All who hate me love death. Inspiring words, but very somber words at the end of chapter 8, where wisdom has been personified. She speaks to us. She reaches out to us. She says that her yield is better than choice silver. If we have her, our treasuries are filled. She was there before the beginning of the creation. And we realize that it's actually speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ himself, he who has been made unto us the wisdom of God. And here we see Jesus again when it says, for whoever finds me finds life. It's not just that you have the symbolic life with being wise, but if you find Jesus Christ, you have life. After all, it says in John chapter 14, verse 6, where Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Yes, you can't be wise outside of Jesus Christ. And it's through him that you find the grace of God. For it says in the second part of verse 35, the person who finds me obtains favor from the Lord. It's also true that if you find favor from the Lord or his grace, you find him. He cannot be disconnected from grace and life. But the warning in verse 36, he who fails to find me injures himself. You could say he is committing suicide. Yes, he's cutting himself off from eternal life. You injure yourself. We are often startled, shocked at those who kill themselves, those who commit suicide. But here it's saying, there is a way of slowly committing suicide and ultimately living in death for the rest of your eternity, and that is through the failure to find wisdom. It is, of course, the failure to find Jesus Christ. Now, it's not that difficult. After all, Jesus said, I've come to seek and to save that which was lost. Jesus is in the business of finding people and saving people. Has he found you? Have you allowed yourself to be found by him? If not, then you're in the category of the last part of verse 36. All who hate me, that is Jesus, love death.